Now, we are nearing the Day of All Souls, the Eve of All Hallows. So it's a time when we're reminded of the dead, maybe even feel a little bit closer to them. And you all know Emma O'Driscoll, the beautiful TV presenter, writer and wonderful singer, and a very, very familiar face to particularly the younger generation from RT Junior and other brilliant TV shows and stations. But you may also know or not know that Emma is a believer in ghosts.
Yes, even though I'm supposed to say to the smallies that there's no such thing as ghosts, in the back of my head I'm kind of thinking, I'm not too sure about that.
Imagine.
So I hope they're not listening right now.
Yeah, maybe cover their ears.
Yeah.
AJ, go into the other room.
That's it.
Away from the radio. No, but Emma, you know, tell us about that, because you do believe in ghosts. Now, not even in a silly, you know, there's so many TV programs on constantly about the, you know, whether it's a show based in Wicklow Jail or wherever it is, there's so many shows now about haunted houses and people going around and working up. But you honestly, genuinely believe?
I just don't think that people can see that many things and there can be that many stories in the past without there being something to it. I'm also well aware people have an amazing imagination and that can run wild with them. I'm still debating it myself. I try to make logical sense of things. If I ever think I hear something, I'll say, oh no, that must be what that was. But there is times where you can't really explain things and you kind of sit back and say, actually, how can I explain that? What was that? You know?
And was it always there with you? I mean, does it come from your mum, your granny, your family? How come you believe?
Yeah, my gran, I suppose I spent half my youth with my grandmother and she was telling me spooky stories and my mum would come into the room, stop telling her spooky stories now. You know, she'll be up all night. That's not how my mum speaks now either, but like, she'd be like, what way were you imitating me? She was always given out to her for telling us ghost stories. And it's part of that old school folklore and storytelling too. But at the same time, they had so many stories. Again, you think, where does all that come from? It can't just all be made up.
And do you believe in, you know, the natural thing that people are born, live, die? Do you believe in heaven, hell? Do you believe in the afterlife? Do you believe in reincarnation?
I haven't got that far with it. I believe that there is something else there. I don't know what it is. I just feel that you can feel a presence of people sometimes, maybe if it's someone past. Even I've gone into places and you'd get the smell of someone's house from 20 years ago that you would have visited and you're like, that's very strange. I can smell them here, you know.
Because you worked at one stage in Bunratty.
I did.
Yeah, castle.
And there was, yeah, and again, that was part of it too. You'd hear so many stories from the girls. I remember one night, we were downstairs in the bottom part of Bunratty serving the coffees and one of the girls just dropped the coffee pot and went running and she was like, no, come out of there, you'll get burned, because there was a kind of a coffee dock in behind the scenes and she saw a child running in there, so she dropped everything, ran after him to say, no, you can't go in there because there's a lot of hot coffee in there and there's nobody in there.
Oh,
so she
came
running back out as quick as she ran in going, ah!
You're scared of each other.
We thought it was hilarious, but there were so many stories like that.
When you were being interviewed for that job, did they say to you, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
But what a bonus, because you're there going, saying to people, okay, we're doing a tour and there are talks of people who've appeared, and tell them that story.
That's
and because
it.
You genuinely believe the tour,
you'd really tell the story. You're really getting into it. I suppose we filmed in Wicklow Jail for the Clue Crew for RT Junior last year, and there was a spooky atmosphere out there, there's no doubt about it. One of the girls working on the programme found it really hard to even walk into one of the rooms. She was like, what's going on? And she was like, more sceptical, and yet she was like, there's an awful atmosphere in that room, and she just couldn't go in there.
Even physically to walk in, or just that
physically? Physically she couldn't walk in there. And one of the other girls then took a selfie out on another shoot and she showed me the photograph, and you can clearly see the outline of two figures and their faces holding onto the bars in the jail behind her. Like, she didn't Photoshop this photo, and she showed it to me and she said, do you think this is weird? And I went, yeah, it's weird.
I've been on that tour in Wicklow Jail, and there is something there. In fact, nearly everywhere that you go on, and when they say, because I don't believe, right?
You don't
believe. But when you go on those tours and when you're there, there is something. You don't know what it is, whether it's you, people like you who are brilliant at telling stories, and you then you do kind of feel absolutely terrified. But
I know people can get carried away with the whole excitement of it, and your imagination can run wild with you. You hear sounds, you're in the dark, and all of a sudden you're seeing shadows and seeing things. But at the same time, going back 3 years ago, I had a photograph taken just on Halloween night. I was with my friends, and the photograph showed up all this crazy smoke in it, like instantaneously. My friend went, oh, look at that, that's kind of strange. And it was when I looked at it a few days later at home, you can clearly see at least one face in the middle of it. It's quite bizarre. And I didn't Photoshop that, and it wasn't anybody else who took it. So I was like, okay, how do I argue with myself here? How can I make sense of that? So I don't know. And it was Halloween night, so it added to it.
Listen, what about your family and friends? What do they think? Are some of them going, get
out of it?
What do they say when you're telling them? You know, what have your experiences been, and what has their reaction been?
I suppose my sister fully believes me, because me and my sister have had a few different experiences. She used to live in quite an old house, and we were sitting there one night, and my niece was upstairs, and the baby monitor was on. And all of a sudden, Lauren started crying. And we heard this voice coming through the monitor saying, now, now, baby, shh, shh, like this.
Jesus.
We literally went through the floor, ran the stairs. But she did stop crying at the exact time that it was said. And we tried to make sense and say the monitor was picking up somebody up the street, all this. We were totally trying to make
sense. Emma, do you know
it.
What? Between Katie Malou and her spider earlier on and this story, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm afraid to tell you too many of the scary
go
ones.
Go on, go on, tell me.
All together. There was one particular story. It's not so much of a ghost thing. And that's what makes me even debate with myself. Is it just intuition? What is it? I was away traveling years ago, and I was a couple of hours from home, and I woke up. Well, I had a dream at about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I could see there was this smoke all over the dream, and there was something like this evil thing in the dream, and it started taking my breath. And I woke up like really panicked over it. But when I woke up, because I thought the room was filled with smoke, and when I woke up, I saw a photograph, like a flash of my sister and my niece's face. And I went, that's very bizarre. You know, really, really strange. It's 4:30 in the morning. Do you phone your sister who has a little baby and then she'll kill you for waking her up? What do you do? So I sat there and thought, I have to go with my gut. My intuition is telling me to do it. So I rang her at 4:30 in the morning, and it turned out that she had actually put something in the oven, had fallen asleep, and she had smoke pouring up her stairs.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, so I can't explain that, and I don't know where that came from, but it's a bit weird. It is a bit weird.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it is a bit weird.
So she woke up answering the phone initially, what, cross? Or
waking up going, what are you calling me for? What's going on? What are you calling me at 4:00 in the morning for?
Is this at home? She was in Limerick.
Yeah, yeah.
So go on, then you said to her,
I basically said, I just had this dream. There was smoke everywhere. I couldn't breathe. And you just came into my head, yourself and Lauren. And I had to ring you. I'm really sorry. I'd prefer you to give out to me for calling you than to lie here wondering, should I call them?
So then she went
to... So she kind of stopped on the phone then and said, can I call you back in a second? And I was like, yeah, are you all right? And she goes, yeah, I'll call you back. And she rang me back shortly after and said she had fallen asleep and had put some food, because they had been out and came home. So never put food in the oven. You're only allowed toast.
Oh my God. Listen, yeah. Do you know what? I'm surprised that you got any slagging then from your family after that they don't all believe
you. Well, after that now, they just say to me, do not dream about us. That's it. You're not allowed. I'm banned from it.
And what else? I mean, the Wicklow jail thing, and then the pictures of your friends. I mean, do you get scared with this? I mean, are you nearly sometimes going, aren't you? After that, were you going, I'm nervous now going to sleep?
Sometimes, yeah. It's my own fault, because I'm obsessed with horror films and all of that, and I probably shouldn't do it to myself. And I often think, I do still think, am I letting my imagination run wild with me? Do I want this to be something that's real? It is interesting. It's atmospheric, and obviously I like all that side of things. But at the same time, there is a few things that I don't know. How do you explain them? So, I don't know. It's a bit spooky.
So, do you look forward to Halloween, or are you going, I'm not going out, I'm not answering the door, the lights are going off, I'm grabbing, do you have a dog?
No.
No, okay, this time of the year it can be a nightmare for animals. Yeah. So do you shut up and hide up, or do you go, right, that's it, I'm dressing up and I'm going out there?
Oh, no, I enjoy Halloween. Like, I'm not sitting at home going, oh, I'm really scared of ghosts. Like, at the end of the day, nobody knows what's there, what isn't. But I enjoy the chats about it and the intrigue of it. And even if it is people's imagination and things running wild with them, it's still interesting, and it's still interesting to think of and to talk about.
Did you ever see that film, The Others, Nicole Kidman?
Yeah, I love it. It's all about the atmosphere in that. To see most of the film, nothing actually happens, and it's about the intensity and the atmosphere.
Yeah.
So I do love that side of things, and I don't mind talking about it. And no, I'm not overly afraid of that side of things. I don't know, you know, I might be proved wrong. Well, but I personally do feel that there's something there. I'm not quite sure what it is.
Look, who's to say who's right? Who's to say that we don't have the proof? That's the thing. Yeah. So nobody's right or wrong. It's different opinions and experiences. But would you, when you look at films like The Others, and there's something or a riddle to be solved, somebody needs help, have you ever thought about that and looked into going, right, if I am more open to this than other people, maybe I should explore it and see if I can... maybe people's spirits aren't at rest and I can help?
Not really, because I don't want to go down that route of being that person. So I'm like, no thank you, I'd prefer to sleep at night. You're all right.
Emma, TV presenter and ghost interpreter, may I help you? We're talking of the TV presenting side of things. Look, I can't even speak properly. What did you do to me?
I don't know.
So Twiggying, am I pronouncing that correctly?
You are indeed.
Tell us about that.
It's a brand new show with RTÉ Junior. And it's basically a magical tree house in the middle of a magical forest where there's lots of flower fairies and ethereal creatures that all come to life. And it's a place where children can have adventures and can learn about the world. They can put on their imagination hats. We do encourage imagination, and can just play and have fun. And that's it. It's an adventure land.
How long have you been doing television presenting now?
I've been presenting Christmas. It'll be 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you have not changed since the first day. You're one of the nicest, most lovely people you can meet.
Thank you very much. I have a big head walking out of the studio.
Very genuine. In my house, you are an absolute poster lady for a certain 4-year-old. And every time that you come on the TV, but it's also really educational. But you love it, don't you?
I love it. And what I love about it is it allows us, and it allows the people watching, to be creative, to use their imagination, to just, you know, to remember that you can actually have fun. It's not always about being serious. You can sit down, you can make a fort, you can have a tea party, you know, and enjoy life, because life can be quite serious at times as well. And I think it's really important that people remember that it's about enjoying yourself too. And we should look to kids and see what they do. And they don't take themselves too seriously. They know what they like. They've all got different interests. They're very individual, but they don't get bogged down in other parts of life that are, there's no point worrying.
They're
about
living
things
in the moment. And when you're working with them, has that whole scene before I let you go, that whole thing of never work with animals or with kids.
That was actually my first gig. It was on the Disney Club, and there was 25 children, I think, and a big Irish wolfhound. And they just handed me a mic, and I said, okay, sink or swim time. But what I'll say about this show, I have to say it's one of my favourite shows that I've ever done, because it's a mixture of The Yellow Brick Road meets Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. It's slightly, the costumes are quirky. We have Muireann on the show, who's all about imagination and having fun with a little flower fairy called Bláthain, who's actually allergic to flowers. Then we have Clara, who's brilliant at music, plays the ukulele, and she's friends with our new puppy on RTÉ Junior, Seamus. So the two of them have the crack, and they sing songs and they play dress up. And then myself and Seamus, we do songs and adventures and dances and science and all sorts of things. So
where does Seamus go at the end of a day?
Oh, sure, he goes everywhere. He's up on the lookout with myself, checking out what the donkeys are up to, or he's down in the flower fairy patch with Bláthain, and they're singing about all the creatures in the garden. And one of his favourite places is visiting Mr. Mess, who's a crazy scientist who actually does some really, really cool scientific experiments. So it's fantastic. It's kind of a Charlie in the Chocolate Factory wonderland, and that's why it's one of my favourites so far.
I love it. I'm not the target audience.
Yeah. But you know what? It's actually enjoyable. enjoyable for parents to watch as well. And that's really important because it's multi-view and older siblings can watch and parents can watch, and it has to be enjoyable for everyone sitting in front of the TV.
And of course you have the radio as well. There's loads on there with RT Junior, which is absolutely brilliant. Now, before we let you go, we had Senan earlier on dressing as Doctor Who. Who are you dressing as?
I haven't really thought about it. I'm a bit more into kind of coming up with crazy things and crazy characters too. I love seeing some of my friends dressing up as like a fried egg or beans on toast, you know. I like a bit of creation.
Audrey was at a party the weekend, she was dressed as a Christmas pudding.
Really? I love it. I want to see the photo.
Yeah, she has it.
What are you dressed as? After this.
Oh God, do you know what? I am, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tip my hat to Katie Malouin dressed as a spider.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Emma Driscoll. Thank you so much for coming into us. Take care.